الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable mothers, sisters and my brothers who are here and the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in a surah of the Noble Quran informs us, وَلَا عَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. In Tafsir Ibn Kathir, Hafiz Ibn Kathir, Allama Ibn Kathir, Rahimahullah, has mentioned, when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to meet, and then maybe after 1 day, 2 days, 3, 4 days, whatever, now the time came for departure, they would read to one another this surah, reminding them that you have 4 duties and 4 functions, and I have 4 duties and 4 functions. So hence this is our last program for this trip, inshaAllah. So therefore we will explain to you surah wal-asri briefly. Secondly, many people are going for Umrah, inshallah, December, January. So we will discuss about Umrah, about Madinah Munawwara, Masjidul Aqsa, and obviously, majority of the people will be staying back home. So what should we be doing during the holidays? And we need to make the holidays holy days. So in that way, inshallah, we will address all these issues. Wal Asri. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala takes a qasam, an oath of time. Why? Time is one of the greatest teachers of humanity. I purchase a new car, a new cell phone, a new computer, whatever it might be. People get married, people start a new life in the sense that they locate to a new place. You getting married next week, next month and so forth. So you will be now moving there to where your husband stays. What will inform us whether it was a good decision or a bad decision? Time will tell us. Time is the one that will tell us. I came to Durban now on Wednesday, alhamdulillah. Today, Saturday, inshallah, we are going back. So was it a good decision? We say, alhamdulillah, excellent decision. May Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, reward all the brothers, sisters, organizers. So our brother, Muhammad Ikhlas, the capital group, and all of you, may Almighty Allah give our Haji Yusuf Ismail, Shifa-e Kamil, and inshallah, he and his family have made intention for Umrah. So in that way there, time itself is a great teacher. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah used to inform his students, hypothetically for argument's sake, if a person thinks about it and hypothetically for argument's sake, Allah Jalla wa Ala had not revealed any surah besides surah wal-asri comprising these 3 verses, then this would have sufficed for the guidance of humanity. Subhanallah. Wala Asri, we are now in the month of summer, here in Durban, mashallah, the weather is beautiful. The holiday makers from different parts of the country and overseas will come here. And then they want their juice, they want their water and cool drinks. So in that, many of them will take cubes of ice and they will place it inside that water and that drink and beverage and so forth. So look at that cube of ice and you will see it is shrinking, decreasing every moment, every second. The awliyaullah have said, that is the tafsir of wal asri. That every minute, every moment our life spent on this earth is decreasing. Abdullah ibn Mustafa, okay, let's take the hadith first. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that ni'matan maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas. Two bounties of Almighty Allah. Majority of the people, they squander it and they waste it. Which are these two bounties? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, as-sihhatu wal-faraq. Our health. Allah has given us this health. What do we do? Do we involve ourselves in healthy, permissible activities or impermissible activities? Things that are haram and not permissible. We all know what is the answer. As-sihhatu wal-faraq, and our leisure time, our free time, our holiday time. What are we going to do with it, O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar? Use our leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Beautiful, wonderful hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was one of the senior muftis among the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. When the sun would go down and about to set, his face used to become somber and serious. His students would ask him, "Oh Ustad, why does this happen to you?" He said, "Naqasa fihi ajali, wa lam yazid fihi amali." My lifespan on this earth is decreasing every moment, every second. And my righteous deeds and good actions are not increasing. Subhanallah. We are 30, 50, 70, 80 years old. Do we ever think like that? That every minute, every moment my life is decreasing. Ah, my good deeds. My death is hovering above my head. Ah, my good deeds increasing or not, O Muslim, O Muslima. Walla asri. That is the introduction. Innal insana lafi khusr. Verily, this human being is in disaster, in failure, in loss. But Allah did not create us for loss and failure. So we come out of that, inculcate and imbue ourselves with the following four qualities. Illa alladhina amanu. Except those people who have iman. So our iman must be on Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, on Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on all the articles of faith, thumma lam yartabu. And then we must not have any doubt, any skepticism. Almighty Allah teaches us in Surah Hujurat, chapter 49, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Only those people have true iman, who bring iman in Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. And then they have no doubt, no skepticism. وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And they strive in the path of Almighty Allah with their wealth, with their persons, with themselves. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. وہ لوگ پکے سچے مؤمن اور مسلمان ہیں. Those are the people who are the devoted, dedicated, true Muslims. That is what we must aim for, and that must be our aspiration. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And to do the good deeds. Now let's start. MashaAllah, we have made intention to go for Umrah. We have made intention to go to Diyar Mustafa, to Madinah Munawwara, the city of Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what should we be doing now? We need to do three, four things before we embark on this great journey. Inshallah, I advise people that you go to Madinah Munawwara first. If you go to Makkah Mukarramah first, there's no problem. It's totally permissible. But why we suggest and recommend Madinah Munawwara first? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed all his umrah from Madinah Munawwara, performed the Hajjatul Wida and fastened the ihram at Zul Hulayfa, Bir Ali, the Miqat just outside Madinah Munawwara, the boundary. So that is ittiba'an lin-nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we emulate, imitate the master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But if you made booking to go to Makkah already, no problem, there's no need to change it. We are just suggesting that what is easier for you, because you go to Madinah Munawwara, then you don't have to worry and concern yourself regarding ihram and so forth and so on. So number one, what is our niyat? JC niyat, JC barakat. Remember, our niyat must be to please Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, to please Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It must not be the intention of a holiday. It must not be the intention of a shopping spree. It must not be our intention, I'm just going as a tourist. No, I'm going to increase my iman. I'm going to increase my love for Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, and my love for Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, O Muslim, let us rectify our intention, our niyat, our motive, inshaAllah. Number two, the money we use, it must be halal and tayyiba, pure and wholesome. It must not be riba and interest, some haram money. Remember, then we'll be bereft and devoid of the barakat and the blessings. Ulta ho jayega, Allah forbid, then it will have the opposite effect, Allah forbid. Then maybe now we get more accustomed to committing vices and sin, Allah forbid. Third one, O mother, O sister, and my mother's sisters, very few of us, we even pay attention to this. You are going next week, in 2 weeks' time, or whenever. So, is your wall ready? So this weekend, you sit with your husband, you sit with your parents, you sit with your children, and you should make sure that your wall must be ready. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَبِيتُ لَيْلَتَيْنِ إِلَّا وَوَصِيَّتُهُ مَكْتُوبَةٌ إِنْدَهُ. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, you should not allow two nights to pass, but your will and last testament should be ready, because death can strike any time. Mard ho, aurat ho, burhape ho, ke jawan ho, whether we are young or old, whether we are male or female, death will come on the appointed time, O Muslim, O Muslima. So number one, our intention. Number two, remember that our money and resources we use. Third one, our will. Fourth one, take one kitab, mashallah, that will assist you, help you, my Hajj and Umrah Q&A you can use, or any other book you feel is easy for you. So in that way there you consult one kitab, and that will make life easy. Don't take 5-10 kitabs, you get confused, your fuses get blown, so no, that will now get just confused things for you. Now the day has come for our departure. So next week, Friday, Saturday, whenever inshallah we're leaving, then give out some sadaqah. Ya Allah, we are going through all these airports, you make it easy for us. Ya Allah, the flight, you make it easy. Ya Allah, we are going now to Madinah to Rasul. Whether we are going via Dubai, whether we are going via Egypt and Cairo, whether we are going via Istanbul, or whichever country, or via Jeddah. Ya Allah, make it easy. Now the nearer we come to Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's journey into city, and that is Madinah to Rasul. What must we do? So kathratul durood, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam returning from the jihad, returning from a journey, then the master alayhi salam asra as-sayr, he used to go faster and faster because of his excessive love for Madinah Munawwara. We can't tell the taxi driver or the pilot go faster, or the bus driver. Yes, what we can do, we increase the quantity of durood and salawat and salutations. Ya dakhil ad-dar, salli ala nabi al-mukhtar. The shayid, the poet says, oh you Muslim, you are about to enter Dar-e-Mustafa. You are about to enter the city of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you read durood and salawat abundantly. So my dear brother, sister, my dear Zahir, Zahir means the visitor. So keep our tongue moist. And now we enter the city of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma barik lana fiha. Allahumma barik lana fiha. Oh Allah Jalla wa Ala, give us barakah in all ways. All types of barakah. Our stay in Medina, our time in Medina, our ibadat in Medina. Whatever it is, Ya Allah, we are in the second holiest place in the world. So there is adab of Medina, my dear brother and sister. Don't behave as though we are in some other place. Here, su'ul adab, to show disrespect, is a major, major sin. So, now we have taken ghusl, we wore our nice clothes. The men, we applied the itar and perfume. And now we're going to enter the masjid. Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Rabbi ighfirli dhunubi. Ya Allah, I take your name. I read salat and salam upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, forgive me my sins. Allah, maftahli abwaba rahmatik. O Almighty Allah, you open thy doors of mercy for me. Go open Musnad Ahmad, you'll find all these ahadith there. Before we enter the masjid with the right foot, you left your hotel and now you're going inside Masjid Nabawi. Oh brother, sister, take 1 riyal, 5 riyal, 10, 20 riyal. And this is mustahab and desirable and something wonderful to do. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, idha najaytumur rasoola faqaddimu bayna yadayna juwakum sadaqah. We are going to speak to the Master alayhi salatu salam and offer salat and salam. So what should we do, O Muslim? Give out charity before we speak to the Master alayhi salam. It was compulsory for a short period. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu practiced on it whilst it was compulsory. And then Almighty Allah abrogated it, cancelled it. But we say it is still mustahab, desirable and recommended to do so. Now we enter the masjid, it's not makruh time, so we read Tahiyyatul Masjid. And you read Kul Ya Kafirun, Kul Wallah after Surah Fatiha or any other surah. Thereafter the salam, we go into sajda e shukr. We thank Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, apne mujhe mehman bana diya. Ya Allah, you made me your mehman, we're coming for Umrah. Ya Allah, you made me the mehman and the guest of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should be tearing, crying, begging Allah to accept the ziyarat. Then you, the man, you go in front and then you learn all this from now. We're standing in the court of the Master alayhi salam. Utmost reverence, utmost respect, utmost love. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Khataman Nabiyyin. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Ayyuhal Muzammil. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Ayyuhal Mudathir. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. See the ayats I use, all from the noble Quran. And remember, use the word الصلاة والسلام. Because in Surah 33 verse 56, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala commands us, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Verily Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and his angels, they send salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay iman walo, 89 times Allah uses this phrase, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, O you who believe, swallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Two commandments, two instructions, two injunctions. And swallu, read salat. Swallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. So we say, as-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. So in that way there, we by heart, we memorize all this. Day after, you make the dua. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif in two places. Shafa'ati li ahlil kabair min ummati. My intercession is for those people of my ummah who committed major, major crimes and major, major sins. So say, Allahumma arzuqna shafa'at al-Nabiyy al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede for us. Or you can say directly to the Master alayhi salam. And if you know some Arabic, you can use it. Otherwise, in whichever language, Meman, Gujarati, Urdu, whatever you want to. Ishfa li ya Rasulullah. Intercede for me, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wali zawjati, and for my wife. Wali walidayya, for my parents. Wali awladi, and for my children. Wali ikhwati, wali akhawati. Ya Allah, for my brothers and sisters. Wali asatizati, wali mashayikhi. For my beloved teachers and my mashayikh, ya Allah. Wali man la ahsani ilayna, and all those people who did us favors, ya Allah. Wali man lahu haqqun alayna, and the people who have some haqq and some rights over us, ya Allah, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you intercede for them. Wali jami'il mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimeen wal muslimat, and for all the entire ummah. Speak with love, with respect. You speak into the Master alayhi salam. Hadith in Abu Dawood. When we speak to the Master alayhi salatu salam, raddallahu alayhi ruhi, Allah jalla wala sends the ruh mubarak back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi sallam, and the Master alayhi salam replies. So number one, we're going to offer salat and salam. Number two, we're going to ask for shafa'ah. Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu salam comes to Mustafa alayhi salatu salam for baka, and the Master alayhi salam is weeping, crying, sobbing. Ma yubkika ya Rasulallah, why are you crying so much? The Master alayhi salam said, Ummati, Ummati. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam said, that ya Allah, فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي, who follows me, he is from me. وَمَنْ أَصَانِي, and if they disobey me, فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ. Ya Allah, you are all forgiving, you are very merciful. Nabi Isa alayhi salam said, إِنْ تُعَذِّبُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ, if you punish them, they are your servants, ya Allah. So وَإِنْ تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Ya Allah, if you forgive them, then you are all powerful, all wise. I'm crying, what will happen to my ummah? Jibreel alayhi salam goes, ya Allah, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is weeping, crying because of his ummah. So Almighty Allah says, go give the gift to the Master alayhi salam. Wala sawfa yutika rabbuka fatarda. And Allah jalla wa ala said, that Allah will give you so much, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you will be happy and pleased. And that is ash-shafa'atul kubra. The Master alayhi salatu salam interceding for us on the day of justice. Daily, my dear mother, my dear sister, my dear daughter, my esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, Allah se maangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. So beg and petition Almighty Allah, Allahumma arzuqna shafa'atan nabiyyil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let Habib Allah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede for us. So we will offer salat and salam. We will beg Almighty Allah or ask directly to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to intercede for us, our family members, our people who we know, those we don't know, and the entire ummah. Ummah Muslimah. And thereafter, those who gave salams, so we convey their salams, so all those are acceptable. In the ending, we thank the Master alayhi salam. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima wa ahlu. Ya Allah, you reward the Master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on our behalf. To whatever he deserves, you give him the highest, highest reward, the highest, highest stages and rank in Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus. Then we come to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an. As-salamu alayka ya khalifata Rasulillah. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Bakrin radiyallahu an. As-salamu alayka ya thani athnain idhuma fil ghar. He was the second of the two in the cave with Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ghar e thawr. Jazallahu anna Sayyidana Aba Bakrin as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. Ya Allah, you reward Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu abundantly and profusely. Remember, there are police there. They don't let you stand long. Quick, quick. So we must know the du'as and we recite it. And then from far we can make long, long du'as. Because there in front the police don't allow you normally to stand for a long period.
Then we come to Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. As-salamu alayka ya Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. As-salamu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. The first person in the history of Islam to be called Amir al-Mu'mineen. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Hafs. His daughter's name was Hafsa, but when you make shortcut then, you say, Ya Aba Hafs. You are the father of Hafsa, we salamik salam to you. Jazallahu anna, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. Ya Allah, you reward Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen handsomely and abundantly, O Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. So that is what we will do. Our stay in Medina Munawwara, then we will be reading durood, salawat abundantly. We make our stay there, our iman increases. And our love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam increases. Then you're going to visit four or five places minimum. The men go visit Baqi, especially on a Friday. Our honorable mothers are buried there, Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa, all the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam, excluding two, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha is buried in Makkah Mukarramah. Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha is buried. They just outside Makkah Mukarramah in a place called Sarif, Sin, Rafa. So she is buried there. All the other honorable wives and spouses of Nabi alayhi salam, they in Medina Munawwara in Baqi. Man zara qabra abawayhi aw ahadima yawm al-jumu'ah ghufira lahu wa kutiba bara. Oh man, go on a Friday, best. Any other day you go is permissible. When you visit the grave of your parents, both of them or one of them on a Friday, then you are forgiven and you are considered as a pious son of your parents. Our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha is our spiritual mother. Sayyida Hafsa is our mother. Two Zainab, they are our mother, radiallahu anhuma. Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh, radiallahu anha. Sayyida Zainab binti Khuzayma, radiallahu anha. And likewise, all the other honorable wives. The daughters of Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all four are buried in Baqi. Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibrahim is buried there. Sayyidina Usman, radiallahu anhu, is buried there. Thousands of awliyaullah, sahaba awliyaullah are buried there. We should be making dua. Man istata'a minkum ayyamuta bil madina falyamut biha fa inni ashfa'u lakum. Whoever can pass away in Medina Munawwara, make the dua. Ya Allah, let me die in Medina Munawwara. Because Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede for those people first and foremost. Thereafter you go to Masjid Quba, any day, preferably on a Saturday. Bukhari Sharif's hadith, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go there mashi and awraqiba, sometime walking, sometime on a means of conveyance, so we go with a taxi. And two rakat salat you read there, then falahu ka ajri umratin, you get the reward of one accepted umrah, authentic hadith in Ibn Majah, subhanallah. You go and visit Jabal Uhud, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Jabal Ahadin yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu. Mount Uhud is that mountain, it loves us and we love it. Sayyidu Shuhada, the greatest martyr for all times and all places. Hadith authentic in Mustadrak Hakim. Sayyidu Shuhada is Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib. Sayyidina Hamza, the chacha, the kaka, the uncle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we go and offer salam there. We learn about the Battle of Uhud. What sacrifices they made. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's tooth mubarak became shaheed there. The blood of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam dripped there. So imagine what sacrifices were made. The crying of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All this happened. Thereafter we go to Masjid Qiblatain. So there where the Qibla, you know the ayat got revealed, فَوَلِّ وَجَكَ شَتْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. You turn your Mubarak countenance and face to the Baytullah. So anyway, this big discussion whether it happened there or no or not there, but anyway, so these are places we should visit. What are you going to buy? A, B and I. A for Ajwa. So you buy the Ajwa dates. Man tasabbaha bi sab'i ajwatin, who has seven ajwa dates in the morning, fajr time. Then that person there, من تصبح بأجوتين لا يدره سم ولا سحرون. Then the poison and harmful thing, jadu and sihr and witchcraft will not affect that person. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So every day, 7 days, ajwa days, برني days, hadith in Tabarani, فيه دواء ولا داء فيه. There is shifa in it, no sickness in it. برني is very cheap, ajwa is a little bit expensive. Ismid is the surma that you apply there in your eyes. Alaykum bil ismid, fa innahu yumbitu shar, it makes the hair grow. Wa yajrul basar, it sharpens the sight so we can see better, inshallah. Authentic hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, open Shamail Tirmidhi and various compilations. So that is your shopping list. Now the day comes, we have to leave Medina Munawwara. Cry to Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, bar bar ziyarat nasib farma. Bring us back to Medina Munawwara. We take the bath, we use the soap, we use the shampoo, the ghusl, everything. We're still not in ihram. Do all that in your hotel in Medina Munawwara. Then you come to Zul Hulayfa, the boundary, called Bir Ali, Abar Ali. Peer Ali, Abar Ali, has got nothing to do with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. About 105, 106 years ago, there was Ali Darfuri. Ali from Sudan, Darfur. And he saw the shortage and paucity and scarcity of water. So what he did, that he dug up the boreholes, the wells. The people were elated. They even changed the name from Zul Hulayfa to Bir Ali. Abar Ali, Bir, one well. Abar, many wells. So they changed the name to Bir Ali and Abar Ali. You go there, wonderful facilities there in that masjid. Men one side, women one side, all the facilities. Read your 2 rakat salat there. Make intention for your umrah. So first your salat, قُلْ يَا الْكَافِرُونَ قُلْ وَاللَّهُ تَسُورَ فَاتِحَا. Thereafter your intention for umrah. Allahumma inni uridul umrata fayassir hali wa taqabbala minni. Any language. Ya Allah, I'm making intention for umrah. Make it easy and accept it. Thereafter labbaik. Learn the labbaik of Muslim. لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. MashaAllah, many years ago, several years ago, you know, we tell our brothers, ancestors, be careful where you are going, because in ihram, hajj time, everybody looks the same. So there's one South African brother, he went, you know, to relieve himself. And then to come out, he got lost. Now he doesn't know where he is. So he went to the police. The police doesn't know English. He, the brother, doesn't know Arabic. So he told the police, Al-Bayk, Al-Bayk, because he knows next to Al-Bayk restaurant there, our hotel was there, our camp was there, the tents were there. So he told the police, Al-Bayk, Al-Bayk. So the police told him, Labbayk, Allahumma Labbayk. He's telling the police, Al-Bayk, Al-Bayk. And police is telling him, Labbayk, Allahumma Labbayk. So anyway, mothers, sisters, brothers, we must learn this Labbayk properly. Now we perform Salat, we made the intention, we recited Labbayk, and now we're going the great journey of love. Sometimes non-Muslims ask us, why you go round and round the Baytullah they saw on the TV? So we responded to them, we told them, oh brother, Tom, Dick and Harry or Tom, Dick and Mary, when your clothes are dirty, then you place them in the washing machine and then it spins and comes out white and clean. The true Muslim goes round and round and lo and behold, he comes out pure and clean. مَنْ تَافَ بِالْبَيْتِ خَمْسِينَ مَرَّةٍ خَرَجَ مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتُ أُمُّهُ. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, who performs tawaf of the Baytullah 50 times. One tawaf is 7 circuits, 7 round. So 350 times you go around the Baytullah, you come out pure and cleansed from your sins, like the day our biological mother gave birth to us. Subhanallah, the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So we will recite the Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Salat time comes and root, we will stop, read the Salat on time. We enter Makkah Mukarramah, Allahumma barik lana fiya, Ya Allah, give us barakah. We're going to spend 1 week, 10 days. Let us spend our time correctly with adab and respect, O Allah Jalla Wala. When you reach Makkah, you are now perspiring, you're tired, you want to take a shower, you want to change, all that is fine. But you can't use soap and shampoo because now you're in ihram. So now you go and freshen up. Thereafter, now you're going to enter the Haram Sharif. You know there's construction going on. People who just came back now last week, they're telling us only one door is open. So wherever they tell us, we must just follow the rules and carry on. Make intention for Nafil Aitikaf in Masjid Nabawi, in Masjidul Haram. The Masjid in Makkah is called Masjidul Haram. Nafil Aitikaf, the same rules. You read Bismillah wa salatu wa salam wa la Rasulillah. Rabbi qfilli dhunubi. Allahumma iftahli abwaba rahmatik. Now you walk with reverence and respect. When your eyes just fall on the Baytullah, the tears should be rolling. Ya Allah, I'm a sinner. I'm a fasik fajir. I'm a transgressor, Ya Allah. Yet you extended this invitation to me. Apna mehman bana diya. You made me your guest, Ya Allah. Allahumma laka shukru kullu. Wa laka alhamdu kullu. Praise Allah, Jalla wa Ala. Read durood, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then my ask Allah from the bottom of your heart. You have so many challenges. The ummah has so many problems. So ask Allah. Allah se mangna hai. Ask Allah. Speak to Allah in any language and your du'as are accepted. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, the genius and the giant, performed 55 hajj. Pirani Pir Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah performed 50 hajj. So we went to ask Imam Abu Hanifa by reading his books, what dua you made when you saw the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa the first time. He said, Imam Abu Hanifa students, they wrote down, that Imam Sahib Rahimahullah, when he looked at the Baytullah, he used to make this dua. Ya Allah, accept this dua of mine and every subsequent dua. Mujhe mustajabud da'awad bana de. Make me a person whose du'as are accepted. What a powerful list. Thereafter we walk towards the Baytullah. You the man, make sure your right shoulder is exposed. You the woman, make sure that you got your socks, your stockings on. Don't go, you ladies, according to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, is compulsory. They must wear the socks or stockings. You Hanafi ladies, remember that when you specially go Makkah and Tawaf, you should wear. You can't be not wearing and then the men are touching your feet and you touching them. Then the sun is on you. So therefore, iska bahut khyal karna. Take that into consideration. So we must show respect to the Baytullah. Any part of the world we make intention for sin is not considered as a sin. Pray by the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Haram Sharif. وَمَنْ يُرِدِ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Who makes irada and just intention to commit vice and zulm and transgression. نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. We will let him or her for that matter taste a terrible painful punishment. Quran Sharif is teaching us. So our utmost respect, we in the holiest place, we in the court of there where Anbiya were, every Nabi perform Hajj. Remember that, ma min Nabiyin illa wa qad hajja. Such an honorable place. Then we start, we come to Hajar Aswad and we raise our hands. So how we raise our hands when we start Salat? And Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. The best dua to make, Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. Then Durood Sharif. When you approach Rukne Yamani, then you will read, Allahumma inna, if you read in plural, then it's better. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah fi dini wa dunya wal akhirah. Ya Allah, I ask of you forgiveness. We ask of you forgiveness. We ask of you afia, good health, wealth. Give us everything that is permissible, Ya Allah. Protect us from vices and sin. Regarding our deen, our religious affairs, wa dunya, our worldly matters, wal akhirah. 70 malaika say ameen. O Muslim, O person performing tawaf, when you approach Rukn Yamani and you read the dua, hadith in Ibn Majah, Then between Rukni Yamani, Hajar Aswad, Rabbana Atina, fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhaban nar.
The men, the first three rounds, if you can, make the ramal, you like walk fast, you know, moving your shoulders and so forth. Obviously, it's only for men, not for women. Thereafter, O man, you finish your seventh round, then you close your right shoulder, then you can read two rakat salat, is wajib according to Hanafis, sunnah according to the Shafis, and then you read it, and thereafter you make dua, you drink zamzam. Multazam is very busy. Multazam is between the Hajar-e Aswad, the black stone, and the golden door. But the girl kisi ko moka, the man you get placed there, is the best place to make dua. You put your chest against the Baytullah, you stretch your arms out, and then whatever dua you make, Allah Jalla Wala accepts it, remember. But we know the crowd is big, so stand far the back and stand aligned between the Hajar-e Aswad and the golden door, and you make dua. Thereafter, then you go towards the Safa Marwa, and before you reach there, look at the Baytullah. Raise your hands again, make istilam for the ninth time. Every time you're going to pass Hajar-e Aswad, you will raise your hand. So the ninth time, and then you come to the Mount of Safa. And remember, now they got four or five floors, you can make sa'i. And there, you don't raise your hands like how we raise it in salat. You raise your hands in dua. And you make dua. Inna Safa wal Marwata min sha'airillah. Faman hajja al bayta wa itamara fala junaha alayhi an yatawwafa bihima. So you read the whole ayat, you make dua, you beg Almighty Allah. And then the best dua to make in Sa'i, Safa to Marwa is one. Then at Marwa you will make dua again. Remember, La ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. So you read that, and thereafter, oh sister, you cut your hair, and you can cut your own hair also after you finish everything. Sahaba radiallahu anhu went for Hajj, went for Umrah, they all went Ihram. How they came out of Ihram? So you must remember, the first person cut his own hair. So once you have done everything, then you can cut your hair. So what the ulama wrote, you can't cut nails, you can't cut hair, is right, it's correct. That is when you are still, you have some actions left. But now everything is finished, so you cut your own hair, is permissible. And remember that we now out of Ihram, the men you go to the barber, and mashallah, you shave your hair. Take the dua of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahimallah al-muhalliqeen, al-muhalliqeen, al-muhalliqeen. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua thrice for the men who shaved the hair, wal-muqassireen, and once only for those who trimmed the hair. So nevertheless, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, various compilations. Thereafter we find that now you continue with your nafil tawaf. One tawaf you make intention for millions of people, whether they're deceased or they're alive. So all that is permissible. So do that inshaAllah. Those of you going to Masjid-e Aqsa, subhanAllah, what great reward. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam reconstructed Masjid al-Aqsa, the hadith in Sunan Nasai. And then he made dua, man ata hadal bayt. Who comes to this masjid, Masjid al-Aqsa, la yuridu illa salata fi, with no ulterior motive but to perform and read salat here. Kharaja min zunubihi kayomin waladatu ummuhu. You come out so pure and cleansed from your sins like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. Subhanallah, just to read salat at Aqsa. And remember, if Allah gives tawfiq, you go first to Aqsa, and then you fasten your ihram there. Then you go for Umrah. The hadith in Abu Dawood, man ahalla bi hajjatin wa umratin min al-Masjid al-Aqsa. You fasten your ihram at Aqsa for Umrah or Hajj. Now is Umrah season. So three things will happen. Habibullah rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Almighty Allah will forgive their previous sins. Wa ma ta'akhkhar, the future sins. Wa wajabat lahu al-jannah, and jannah is insha'Allah for that person there with the mercy and grace of Allah. The hadith reported on the authority of Umm Salama radiallahu anha and in Abu Dawood. Make intention of Ummah. Ya Allah, Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma, Masjidul Aqsa ki hifazat farma, protect Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Masjidul Aqsa, all our holy places and holy sites. That is how, inshallah, many places to visit in Palestine, you go to Khalilur Rahman, Nabi Ibrahim, Nabi Ishaq, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam are buried with their spouses. You go to Maqam Musa, where Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam went to. You go to so many places there, but it just depends how much. Jabal Zaytun, wonderful aerial view you will get, bird's eye view from all of Mount Olives and so many beautiful places. The men go to the masjid, to the graveyard there next to Masjid al-Aqsa, Shaddad bin Aus radiallahu anhu, Ubada bin Samit radiallahu anhu, these are Sahaba who are buried there radiallahu anhu. So in that way, those of us who are staying, we're not going anywhere, or you're going but they're local. So remember three things we have to do. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. That our iman is for all times and places. The good deeds is for all time and all places. I want to mention this hadith, because when the sali season starts, December has started, the morals of people, the haya, the shame of people, we don't say all, but definitely we'll say many, now it decreases. The haya becomes less and less, because now people are in a swinging mood. People are in a mood of fun, games and entertainment. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith mentioned in Bayhaqi, إِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ وَالْحَيَاءَ قُرَنَاهُ جَمِيعًا. Iman, our faith, haya, shame and modesty and morality are two partners together. إِذَا رُفِيَ أَحْدُهُمَا رُفِيَ الْآخَرِ. When one disappears, the other also disappears. Allah forbid, iman is gone, then the haya also is gone. When the haya disappears, you see Kala is in burqa, in niqab, holiday came, she is also now in the swimming suit, and say, I also must take a dip in the pool, in the beach. So what happened to the haya, Kala? The husband, the tahajjud guzar, he is also busy now with his short swimming costume, and everything exposed now, and he goes and he ogles the woman who are scantily dressed in the pool, in the beach and so forth. Where the haya went to? Allah Jalla Wala speaks of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam's daughter. Ulama Mufassireen have written, this was Safura radiallahu anha. She became subsequently the wife of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Nabi Musa alayhi salam left Egypt, came to Madian. Quran speaks, Surah 28, verses 24, 25, 26. When you come to a place, I landed in Durban on Wednesday, whilst the plane is coming down, we're making the dua. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Surah 28, verse 24. Surah 28, verse 24. How many brothers are retrenched? How many people don't have job? We are coming now here to this Avondale. And I told my wife, look at the whites. How many of them are begging today? وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. The zamana, Allah let it rotate. They made so much zulam upon people, and today Allah made them beggars. That is Allah, Allah ki lati be awaz hai. The stick of Allah does not make a noise. Remember that, O Muslim. So Allah give us izzat, afiyat, goodness, honor, dignity. Nabi Musa alayhi salam enters Madian. He doesn't have a food, he doesn't have shelter, no boarding, no lodging. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Oh my beloved Allah, every good thing you're sending down, I am faqir, I am muhtaj, I am dependent, I need it. Lo and behold, there are two ladies, honorable, standing one side. He helps them with the water, and then they go home quickly. The father asked them, how come you came so quickly? Say, there was a good man, go call him. So she came. How she came? Tamshi ala istihya. She walked so bashfully, so much haya, so much modesty. Allah Jalla Wala praised her. And then Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, the daughters told the father, Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam, Ya abati ta'ajir. Yo father, employ him. The father had sight and foresight. He was a Nabi of Allah. He said, Nay, inni uridu an unkihaka ihda ibnatayya hatain. You, I make this proposal to you, you marry one of these two daughters of mine.
He married Sayyida Safura radiallahu ta'ala anha, and subhanallah, Allah has mentioned this. So see the du'as of the Quran Sharif, the haya, the shame and the modesty. So wherever you are, O Muslim, O Muslima, remember we have to protect our iman, we have to protect our haya, our shame, our modesty, we have to protect our salat. Quran uses it. Today you know, we parked our cars here outside, there's a guard there. He's guarding our smart cars. 1 million, 2 million cars. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِذُونَ. You have to guard your salat. Whether you are in Safar or in Hadar, whether you are in your hometown, or whether you are traveling, O Muslim. So that is what we have to do. Our children, we can't be telling them, beta, you work so hard now for the examination. Sleep, sleep, sleep. Never mind, you must Fajr Salat. You can make Qadha. Oh mother, you must be the example. You have to wake up for tahajjud and cry to Allah. Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 40. Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 40. Rabbi ij'alni muqima salati wa min dhurriyati. Rabbana wa taqabbal dua. Ya Allah, make me of those. I read salat, I perform salat, I make others perform salat. And wa min zurriyati, and my progeny, my children, they must be particular, meticulous about salat. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's farewell message to the ummah: as-salah, as-salah, guard your salat, guard your salat. So one of the many farewell messages. So wa min zurriyati, Rabbana wa taqabbal dua. Oh Allah, accept this dua and supplication of mine. Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 40. Your son, your daughter are gone, little bit mixed up, one on drugs, one on alcohol, one girlfriend, why boyfriend? So many, every day I get these questions. The ummah is pareshan, is worried. What must you do, O mother? Read Surah 46. Surah Ahqaf, Surah 46, verse 15, 1-5. And that is, wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. O Almighty Allah, they'll bring about piety, reform, goodness in these children, my progeny, my grandchildren. O Nani, O Dadi, O Father, O Mother, let us learn these du'as. Surah 14, verse 40. Surah 46, verse 15. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. So we will do quality number one, we have the iman, alhamdulillah. We try the level best with our good deeds and actions. But iman, Islam, is not only for individuals. It is to rebuild and to bring about a change in the society. To make that Muslim community and ummah, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. Invite and call the people towards the truth. How many people did we invite? How many people did we show? Invite the Muslim, invite the non-Muslim, invite everybody. Your maid is working for you, Kala, 15, 20 years. She knows Jazakallah, she knows Alhamdulillah, she knows your Uplang, she knows everything, but she doesn't know Islam. Who is guilty for that? Aren't we guilty? We taught her everything, we taught her how to make akni and biryani also. But we never taught her the taste of iman. We never taught them the taste halawatul Islam. We gave them halwa, we didn't give them halawa. We didn't give them the sweetness of iman and Islam. So that is our crime. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. Invite towards the truth. We are facing so many challenges. Today I received a message. And remember, this is on their news, it's not our news. In India, one political party said, we want to take this Muslim woman in the UP province and we're going to get married to them and make them Hindus. See, you, my mother, you live in South Africa. No one will trouble you. Whether you go to the airport, you go to the you go to the supermarket, you go here, you go there, and no one trouble you. Go to the hospital, no way. Nobody will rip off your burqa. Nobody will call you funny names. It doesn't happen with Allah's help. For that alone, how much shukr we must make. So mothers, sisters, there the ball is in our court. People will criticize us. People will tell us you are crazy. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. So, hamara kaam, invite people. We must become da'i, ambassador, not for our country, not for our shop, not for this and that. Become the ambassador of deen. وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ. Invite the people towards the truth, to call them towards the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And that is the truth which Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, that we have belief in the Quran Sharif. We believe in the Sunnah Mubarakah and Ahadith and Nabawiyah. We accept and love and respect all the Sahaba, the beloved companions and students of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We love and we believe in the Awliyaullah. And remember, we follow the four schools of thought. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And that is when people criticize us, they castigate us, it is a test of our sincerity. And that is, are we doing it for the love of Allah? Are we doing it for name and fame? In this 2-3 minutes I have left, we thank the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar. We thank the management and trustees of Radio Al-Ansar. They carried so many programs of ours. May Almighty Allah make us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kunu ansar Allah. Quran Kareem states, become the ansar and the helpers of Allah. Allah does not need our help. Kunu ansar adinillah. Become the helpers of the deen of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So in these closing moments, we're going to go for Umrah. Read Surah 2, verse 128. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Oh beloved Allah, show us the places of Umrah and Hajj and forgive us, Ya Allah. Innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Indeed, you are of forgiving, very merciful, Ya Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين. اللهم عليك بهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارنا عجائب قدرتك فانهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. اللهم انا نسالك جنه الفردوس ونعيمها. قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبه: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.